friends, we can all listen to The Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
The National Basketball Association has celebrated its best players in its 66th annual All-Star Game in the southern U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana. Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Well, there's never been much defense played in the annual NBA All-Star Game, but there are lots of layups, dunks, and three-point shots. And the basketball fans in New Orleans saw an explosion of offensive fireworks, a record 374 combined points, as the Western Conference All-Stars beat the Eastern Conference All-Stars 192-182. Hometown hero Anthony Davis of the New Orleans Pelicans was named the game's most valuable player. Davis fired in a record 52 points, and he also grabbed 10 rebounds. The tall, lanky Davis broke the late Wilt Chamberlain's previous All-Star Game record of 42 points. Let's listen in to the post-game MVP announcement by NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, and then we'll hear from Anthony Davis.
And without further ado, the winner of this year's MVP trophy is, of course, Anthony Davis from here, New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. My teammates did a great job of looking for me. They just told me, you know, set a pick and down to the basket, we're going to throw it to you. So it was a lot of fun playing with these guys. When I came out of the third quarter and I had 32, I told the guys I wanted to get 50. And I think Russell Westbrook had told me the record was 42. So I just started playing, getting lobs, and then at the end, it was just the emphasis on trying to get 50, which is very fun. That's what I wanted to do it for the city of New Orleans and the Pelicans organization. You know, I love this city, and these guys support us each and every night, and so I wanted to get this one for them.
We heard Anthony Davis mention Russell Westbrook of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Westbrook was aiming for a third straight NBA All-Star Game Most Valuable Player Award, and he almost got it, finishing with 41 points in less than 20 minutes on the court. Milwaukee Bucks center Giannis Adetokounmpo led the Eastern Conference All-Stars with 30 points, as Dan Friedel of the Voice of America's Learning English Department mentioned during Friday's show. Giannis was born in Athens to Nigerian parents who migrated to Greece 28 years ago. And LeBron James of the defending NBA champion Cleveland Cavaliers scored 23 points for the Eastern Conference All-Stars. As part of the All-Star Weekend festivities in New Orleans, the NBA also featured several competitions to spotlight its players. Latvian big man Kristaps Porzingis of the New York Knicks won the Skills Challenge, which tested dribbling, passing, and shooting ability. Houston Rockets guard Eric Gordon won the three-point shooting contest, and Glenn Robinson III of the Indiana Pacers won the slam dunk contest. Now, some of our VOA basketball fans might remember Glenn's father, Glenn Robinson, who was the first overall pick in the 1994 NBA draft. Glenn Robinson was also a two-time NBA All-Star and a player who won his only NBA title in 2005 with the San Antonio Spurs. After the All-Star break in New Orleans, the NBA season will resume on Thursday night with six games. Most of the teams have between 25 and 27 regular season games left before the NBA playoffs. the top 8 clubs in the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference will advance to the postseason. Let's take a quick look at the top 3 clubs in each conference. In the Eastern Conference, LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers lead with a record of 39 wins and 16 losses. The Boston Celtics are next with a record of 37 victories and 20 defeats. And my magical and beloved Washington Wizards have the 3rd best record in the conference, 34 wins and 21 losses. In the Western Conference, the Golden State Warriors, who lost to the Cavaliers in last year's NBA Finals, 4-3, have the best record and the NBA's best overall record, 47 victories and 9 defeats. The 5-time champion San Antonio Spurs are next with a record of 43 wins and 13 losses. And another Texas-based club, the Houston Rockets, have the 3rd best record in the conference, 40 wins and 18 losses. Meanwhile, before the NBA All-Star Game tipped off, the league announced that it'll be holding another exhibition game later this year in Johannesburg, South Africa. Once again, here's NBA Commissioner Adam Silver.
We're returning to Africa this summer, specifically to Johannesburg, where we're going to, in partnership with the NBA Players Association, are going to be playing on August 5th, our 2nd game on the continent of Africa, and we're very pleased with the growth of the game there, and we're appreciative of the partnership with the Players Association. We're extraordinarily motivated to grow the game in Africa. We have 14 current NBA players that were born in Africa and many others who have a parent that was born in Africa. As you know, we have an office in Johannesburg, South Africa, and we see it as a very important market.
China is currently the NBA's 2nd biggest market after the United States, and the league is hoping to continue growth in Africa. The NBA's Basketball Without Borders has been holding camps in Africa since 2003, and several graduates of the program are currently with NBA teams. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says the league is also closely monitoring President Trump's recent action to restrict immigration from 7 mostly Muslim countries.
We are a business based on global mobility. As I said earlier, 25% of our players were born outside of the United States. We do a tremendous amount of business on a global basis. And if you think about what the NBA stands for, it's in essence the very best all coming together, the very best in the world all coming together to perform at the highest level. So government restrictions on travel, I am concerned about. It goes against the fundamental values and the fundamental ingredients of what make for a great NBA, and that is the very best in the world coming here. My personal view is that from a league standpoint, we have to look out for our league members. We have 2 NBA players that were born in the Sudan, and so we're, you know, my personal view is that we need to look at, sort of at specific cases and see how that potentially could impact members of the NBA family, and then play as whatever role we can in providing information to the government and monitoring the situation.
That's National Basketball Association Commissioner Adam Silver, and he was speaking in New Orleans, Louisiana, the host city of the 66th annual NBA All-Star Game. Let's take a break now for this important message from an 8-time NBA All-Star who was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2015.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
Hi, I'm Helen Maroulis, Olympic champion for Team USA, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
I heard the voice of America calling on my wavelength. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com. VOA!
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
Our Voice of America listeners can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is @VOASunnySports. In African club football, second leg matches were played across the continent over the weekend in the preliminary round of the 2017 CAF Champions League competition. Reporter Samson Omale kicks off with a victory by a South African club in Johannesburg.
On Saturday, South Africa's Bidvest Wits set up a first-round meeting with Egyptian giants Al Ahly after defeating Reunion opponents St. Lucien 3-1 in Johannesburg. Bidvest won 4-3 on aggregates and secured a showdown with Al Ahly in the next round. Elsewhere, Zambia's Zanaco avoided an early exit by winning 1-0 away to Rwanda's APR to win their tie 1-0 on aggregate, while Botswana's Township Rollers are out of the competition despite a 3-2 victory over CNEPS of Madagascar. Their tie ended 4-4 on aggregate, but the Islanders went through on away goals. In other results played on Saturday, AS Tanda went through 4-3 on aggregate despite losing 1-3 to AS Fan. Young Africans and Yanga Club settled for a 1-1 draw. Young Africans went through 6-2 on aggregate. Atlabarao lost 1-4 to Cotton Sport, but Cotton Sport went through 6-1 on aggregate. FUS Rabat defeated FC Johansson 3-0. FUS Rabat went through 4-1 on aggregate. El Merrikh defeated Sonny Ella Nguema 4-1. El Merrikh went through 5-1 on aggregate. On Sunday, former CAF Confederations Cup champions AC Leopard lost 2-1 away to UMS De Lyon, but drew the tie 2-2 on aggregate and advanced on away goals, as well as DR Congo Giants AS Vista, who completed a comfortable 4-1 aggregate victory over Swaziland's Royal Leopards. Stade Malien also secured passage into the next round through the needed penalties to overcome Liberia's Barak Young Controllers after the team's tie finished 1-1 on aggregate. Rivers United defeated Mali's Real Bamako 4-0 to win the tie by the same aggregate score, while Enugu Rangers also secured a path to the first round after holding Algeria's JS Saoura to a 0-0 draw at home to ensure they progressed on away goals. In other games played on Sunday, Al Ahly Tripoli defeated Wa'al Stars 2-0 to progress 5-1 on aggregates. Vata O lost 1-0 to CF Moana. CF Moana went through 3-0 on aggregates. Caps United defeated Lao FC 2-1 and progressed on the same goal line aggregate. The 23 winners from the weekend and the 9 other seeded teams which will join them will now play in the first round, scheduled to come up from March the 10th to the 12th and the weekend of the 17th to the 19th. I am Samson Omale in Cape Town, South Africa.
Keep on sunny side, always on sunny side. Keep on sunny side of life. It'll help us every day. It'll brighten all our ways when we keep on sunny side of life.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Just ahead, my VOA colleague James Buddy will have a Black History Month segment on a former basketball star who earned NBA All-Star honors 11 times.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. On this day in 1963, retired NBA player Charles Ward Barkley was born in Leeds, Alabama. In 1993, Barkley was voted the NBA's most valuable player and during the NBA's 50th anniversary named one of the 50 greatest players in NBA history. Since retiring from the NBA, Barkley has become a successful color commentator on basketball for the U.S. television network TNT.
Get up.
Joining us once again on the sunny side of sports is the Voice of America's social media reporter, Andrew Palcheski. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings to you as well, Sonny. Good to be here as always.
Welcome back, Andrew. What's trending in the sports world?
All NBA All-Star contest all the time. The whole weekend, as we talked about on Friday, the whole weekend was NBA All-Star weekend, all the different contests leading up to the big
sponsors.
Game. Sponsors. All that leading up to the big game last night. So I know you talked a little bit about who won some of these contests, but let's look through them a little bit and talk about some of the social media reaction. So we'll start with the three-point contest. The winner there, Eric Gordon. And by the way, let me just preface this by saying I didn't realize this, and a lot of people on social media didn't realize this, but you actually get cash prizes if you're the winners of these different contests. So Eric Gordon won the three-point contest, and he received $50,000 for winning that.
Wow, okay.
And actually, the winners of the three-point contest and the skills challenge win $50,000. The winner of the dunk contest gets $100,000. So nice little bonus.
Yeah.
You know, they already get paid very well, a lot of these athletes, so maybe some nice pocket money for them. For most people, that would be a lot of money. For them, maybe less so, but a nice prize that they get. But Eric Gordon winning the three-point contest, interesting reaction on social media. He played for the New Orleans Hornets, which were originally the New Orleans Hornets before they became the New Orleans Pelicans, for 5 years. And then he got traded to the Houston Rockets in 2016. So when he got up there, a lot of fans on social media and in the arena giving some boos to Eric Gordon. However, scoring 24 points in the first round won fans over very quickly, and in fact ended up winning the whole thing, going into overtime, beating Kyrie Irving there, taking the prize. And we actually saw Eric Gordon's teammate, James Harden, of course, the best beard in basketball, tweeting out, he said, "What I tell you, hashtag Eric Gordon, locked in, hashtag Red Nation, let's go." So some nice love from his fellow Houston Rocket there.
And let me kind of steal a little bit of your thunder, Andrew. The skills challenge, which tested dribbling, passing, and shooting ability during All-Star weekend, kind of a surprise winner. I saw video of Kristaps Porzingis winning that competition, and I certainly didn't expect someone so tall to emerge the winner.
Yeah, there was a lot of surprise on social media. In fact, the one thing I saw over and over and over again was the unicorn. The unicorn wins. All hail the unicorn. And that's because Kristaps Porzingis' nickname is the unicorn. It was actually given to him by Kevin Durant last year, because Kevin Durant said that he is like a basketball unicorn. He can shoot, he can defend, he can block shots, he can make three-pointers. And in fact, those are many of the skills that he had to use during the skills challenge. So maybe not a surprise, even though he wasn't the favorite to win, he certainly has the resume to do so. So a lot of unicorn emojis, a lot of funny GIFs of unicorns, that kind of stuff for him. So congrats to him. Some fans, however, saying a little bit of a downer that it's probably the only things that the New York Knicks are going to win this year is the skills challenge. So a little bit of a downer there for the Knicks, but a great honor for Kristaps Porzingis, a league favorite.
And some of our VOA listeners might remember the feat that Jonah Haskell did on Kristaps Porzingis a few weeks ago that we heard on the show. Porzingis, definitely a player to watch in the NBA in coming years. What else is trending, Andrew?
Well, the dunk contest we talked about on Friday, saying that there was a possibility that Derrick Jones Jr., the young 20-year-old from the Phoenix Suns, could win it all. And actually, he did go to the final round. However, he failed to make any dunks there. And so Glenn Robinson III was the winner. But a lot of interesting dunks going on. I think one of my favorite, there were two that I particularly liked. DeAndre Jordan jumped past rapper DJ Khaled, who had a little kind of mixed table set up there, grabbed the ball out of his hands and dunks it. But what's great about this is that DJ Khaled was taking a video of the dunk for Snapchat, kind of a selfie.
Okay.
And so you see him and he's taking the selfie, and all of a sudden DeAndre Jordan just, you don't even see DeAndre Jordan, you just see his legs go behind DJ Khaled. So that may be the first dunk contest selfie, maybe the first one that I'm aware of, certainly maybe the first one that was put up on Snapchat. And then another great dunk, Aaron Gordon, last year's winner, had a ball dropped from a drone that was hovering near the basket and tried to dunk it. However, he couldn't dunk it. Missed both of his chances with the drone, unfortunately. But it was, I think, the first time a drone has been used in the three-point contest. So some a couple cool moments there. But a lot of fans saying it was the weakest dunk contest ever. Poor shots, a lot of misses, not a lot of creativity. I saw time and time again players jumping over people. That was a consistent theme. So people didn't think they used enough creativity. And I think after last year's contest between Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon, that one was such an exciting contest, and there was so many great shots that they made. I think there was a little bit of hangover from last year that people were looking for something even better, and unfortunately they didn't get that. Although I think the drone is pretty cool. I think that could be the new thing. This could be the drone contest, you know. But a lot of talk about that, people hoping that next year will be better, but not a lot of love for this year's dunk contest.
I mentioned earlier, Andrew, the winner of the dunk contest, Glenn Robinson III, NBA family ties. His father played in the league for more than a few years, and I don't know whether he participated in a dunk contest, but clearly runs in the family, the basketball talent.
Yeah, and you see a lot of the love on social media from not just the fans out there for GR3, as they call him, but a lot of the players, too, because he does have that connection to the league. So a lot of congratulations for him for winning that dunk contest and the $100,000 that goes with it.
What else is trending from NBA All-Star Weekend, Andrew?
Well, of course, the big event last night was the All-Star Game, with the West winning 192-182. I think only in an All-Star game can you have a score like that. And Anthony Davis scoring his award for MVP after setting a 52-point record, beating Wilt Chamberlain's previous record of 42 points. Now, Anthony Davis, as a lot of people noted, wins it on his home court in New Orleans. The first player to do that since, I'll throw it to you, I'll see if you can guess which the player or the team. It was 2011. That's a hint. So maybe
2011.
Team in Los Angeles might have been good. One that wears yellow and purple kind of colors.
Maybe Kobe?
It was Kobe.
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant, 2011, was the last player to win on the home court in the NBA All-Star game. So a lot of congratulations for Anthony Davis. And a lot of attention to Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. Of course, Russell Westbrook not having some kind words for Kevin Durant after he got traded from the Oklahoma City Thunder to the Golden State Warriors. Well, they had a nice alley-oop during the game, and they gave each other a high five afterwards on the bench, and the bench went wild. And so did the fans on social media. A lot of reunited, and it feels so good. Thank goodness they're back and being friends. So the fans very happy that Russell Westbrook and KD, at least for the moment, are friendly again, even after that trade.
At least for the cameras, anyway. Andrew Palcheski, the voice of America's social media reporter. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you very much.
And that wraps up the February 20th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Dan Crafton. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting American ideals and institutions.
Today is President's Day in the United States, when Americans pause to honor their national leaders, beginning with the first president, George Washington. From the time of his death in 1799, his birthday, February 22nd, was marked unofficially. It formally became a national holiday in 1885. Over time, Americans also began honoring another great leader, Abraham Lincoln, whose February 12th birthday falls near Washington's. Official recognition of the two began in 1971, with a day honoring all presidents every year on the third Monday of the month. Washington won lasting fame for leading Americans to victory in the War for Independence from Britain. His popularity was such that he could have made himself a king if he'd so chosen. Some of the officers in his army, impatient with the democratic process, urged him to do just that. "Banish these thoughts from your mind," Washington said, and issued a stern reprimand to those who made the suggestion. He ordered the army disbanded, resigned his commission as commander-in-chief, and retired to private life. At the time, America was a loose confederation of 13 states. Over the next 6 years, Americans struggled to devise an effective federal government, but one that left important powers to the states. Many Americans distrusted the idea of a central government and feared abuses of power by federal officials, especially the president. At this critical time, Washington was the one person who most Americans were willing to trust. He was the unopposed choice to be the nation's first president. When he took office, the United States had a constitution, but its government was not yet organized. When he stepped down, the U.S. was recognized by the world's major powers. Washington put the nation on a sound financial footing and created an effective military to protect America's expanding frontiers. In revolutionary France, democratic ideals gave way to turmoil, terror, and repression. But in the United States, under Washington's leadership, revolution produced stable, democratic, and lawful government. By leaving office voluntarily after 2 4-year terms, he set an important precedent for all future presidents. He also oversaw a peaceful transfer of power from one elected leader to another, a principle vital to democracy and an example for peoples around the world.
That was an editorial reflecting American ideals and institutions.
Next on Let's Talk, makeup. How important is it for you? Some experts say that it gives women a sense of empowerment. Do you agree with them? Join host Sunday Shumari and his guests discussing makeup. Let's Talk comes to you Monday at 17:30 UTC on VOA Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, U.S. President Donald Trump has made his first phone calls to African heads of state, speaking with Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari and South African President Jacob Zuma. An in-depth discussion on the expectations of the president's engagement with Africa. That's right here on the next Straight Talk Africa at 18:30 UTC.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.